This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's happened a couple of times. I've had thousands of articles that have been written, mainly demonizing me. That they called me dog-like determination. And in my life, the dogs I've known are better than most of the people. Their spirit is so real, and it's so determined, and it's so honest. And that's why they're our best friends. And I just think about that dog-like determination. And I am proud, and I'm not bragging, just so listeners know that I always got brought up here in Texas. And I got sick hearing about Texas lore. But I do love the fact that in the White House, they don't call me Alex Jones when they talk about what we're doing or when they give us a call. They say, what is the Texan doing? The president says, what is the Texan up to? And so I am just so honored that they see me as the archetype of a Texan. Mm. And that's what it's all about. Anyways, Leanne, looking at all this, and it's not about me. It's about the victory we've had by just standing up for what's right and the dog-like determination, the bulldog-like determination in their face. Other points you've got.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that the EU Nazi-connected dude wanted to take Austin out. He name-dropped Austin, which is, of course, the Central Texas
community. I noticed. What did he say about Austin? Yeah, I forgot.
And he was, like, threatening Donald Trump because he, you know, supported Brexit. Well, we're going to come in there and break up the United States. We're going to take out Austin in Ohio. Like, what? Totally random. That's all you know about our country. But then again, it is the Central Texas Command Center.
No, but it's because Austin is a UN model city. It's totally controlled. They admit that. It's the model of enslavement.
Because, like, why not separate? Why not California? They want to exit. They want to break up. You know, it was weird. I just took it as a little point of a little badge of honor that Austin got a name drop. But I want to just kind of point out here, we're still hearing all about Russia. That's the top story again and again. CNN has the top players in the Russiagate saga. However, nothing there with John Podesta and his connections. But WikiLeaks just released the latest files today, 676 files, part of Vault 7. And these are giving insight into the CIA's Marble software. So this is a software that can forensically disguise viruses, Trojans, and hacking attacks. And what it does is it changes the source code so that it makes it appear that it's Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi, which is the Iranian language, rather than English written code. So they can blame a cyber attack on whoever they want, which is very dangerous when you think, you know, Hillary Clinton came out as she was campaigning saying how she would go to war over a cyber attack. So they could just false flag, set up any country that they want.
The perfect provocation. False flag, cyber attack, attack Russia, attack anybody. They've said that.
Right. I mean, so what constitutes a cyber attack? They're actually now trying to lobby to restrict the term cyber attack because it's just kind of a loosely generalized term. What constitutes a cyber attack? Because they want to be able to respond at the very highest level based on this. So they're already kind of setting us up. They're letting us know that our grid is very susceptible to a cyber attack. Meanwhile, they full steam ahead. They're putting everything to the grid. Out of Zero Hedge, this facial recognition software could ensnare millions of innocent Americans for crimes they didn't commit. So we know that police departments, they're starting to move forward with this type of precognition, facial recognition software. And according to their own research,
it's wrong a lot of the time.
There's a 1 in 5 chance of recognizing the wrong person, so you could be charged with a crime you didn't commit, and then you're already ensnared in the...
Meanwhile, with these databases, they already know who all the criminals are. There's not a lot to move on them. So here's the thing. I used to bash the TSA, and I do a lot of bad stuff. Let's not divert on them. It's Congress that did it. Let's end it at the problem. Cops do a lot of bad stuff, too. Let's change it instead of...
Right. Well, and Judge Napolitano, that was one of the key things that he mentioned when he was brought back on Fox News, says he stands behind his story. The sources stand behind it. Trump was surveilled. And what's so important is that in October, all of these surveillance things are up for kind of renewal. So the American people really need to be concerned and focusing on, well, how much surveillance are they allowed to do?
Leanne McAdoo, you are on fire. Leanne McAdoo is our Florida correspondent. David Knight's coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Silent Green?
Silent Green is people! Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You better tell them.
David Knight here on this fourth hour, but we've got some breaking news. Alex Jones is staying along for a little bit longer here to break this down. Also, we got a Don Salazar who has the story. Alex, tell us this breaking news.
I talked about this earlier. I've exposed pedophilia before. It's well known. British police chiefs are coming out. It's in major news. It basically runs that government. The EU is run by it. It's like a dark cult they get you into that's well documented. Pedophilia is a fact. It goes on. NSM is trying to mainline it. Craig Sawyer is a former leader of one of the major SEAL teams. He won't get into it, but he's one of the most elite SEALs ever. And he also has been a federal officer. And we see Trump. I think I had a folder, not your fault, guys, but bring it in. With just the 3,000 plus arrests of pedophiles, kids, or reported pedophiles, kids in cages. I'm sure they're not pedophiles, just little kids in cages at their houses, and how it ties into government. And I talked about how we start covering this now, and Trump's going after them, that they're just, we're off ad roll. They're saying ban us on Google. They're going after our suppliers for supplements and the iodine. I mean, let me tell you, this isn't like dealing with law firms and stuff. This is intelligence agency stuff. But separately, I'm on the phone with top retired generals, as high as it goes. I'm on the phone with, you name it. It's not bragging. It's just, there are a lot of patriots in the government. I'm actually surprised how many of them are aware of this, and they understand this is what welds it all together. And so I go give, during the break, $10,000 to exposing pedophile rings in docuseries by Spec Ops vets with a guy, Craig Sawyer, who's the host of 5 seasons of Top Shot and a bunch of other top TV shows. Sawyer, again, History Channel's Most Deadliest Missions. I mean, I've watched that show. He's got clothing lines. He's, you know, author, top trainer, one of the main guys in Hollywood training people. And, of course, he's been told, shut up about this, or you'll be shut down. Then he wouldn't shut up over a month ago. I didn't know they were doing this privately. Separately, I talked to some other special ops guys, current and former. And they said they're just all over, you know, in this Trump deal, that the military is actually involved in this in task forces. And I already learned about this when he was just president-elect. They got green-lighted from separate Green Berets, Delta Force people. I mean, Trump literally has tweeted, you know, he wants to go after pedophiles 3 years ago. Well, he is. So that's why we got to be careful about, you know, who we're covering, who we aren't, because there's so much real stuff. We don't want the media to put out fake stuff, have us focus on discredits. So Craig Sawyer is on, and so it was like $20-something thousand got donated while he was on. Another $15,000-$20,000 got donated, and by the time they shut it down, it was like at $50,000. So it was accelerating towards the $250,000. Sounds like a lot. That's nothing for a production. Small TV shows are $500,000. He doesn't need money. See, he's already got all these shows, all these things. He's putting it all on the line for this. He was here a few weeks ago, and we're talking about other people that are doing this behind the scenes. And some of the folks out there that are funding real patriots, who I even believe mainstream media like 6-7 years ago even talked about, who I now know behind the scenes, some of the biggest contractor groups actually trying to stop this worldwide. Separate group, Eric Prince, former Blackwater, you know, exposed Wiener and said it was all going to come out about the sexting and the child porn months before it actually did. That we had NYPD sources. We covered it. Then Prince came out. So you've got the true soldiers of this country that aren't cowards. They're not perfect. None of us are, but they're patriots. They're former federal law enforcement, former SEAL team leaders, and, you know, you name it. like Craig R. Sawman Sawyer, who was on with us for over an hour with Leanne McAdoo earlier. So it goes viral. We're spreading it everywhere. They target it within 1 hour.
Yeah.
As soon as it hits 50 grand, they shut it down and said, and Don Salazar, a crack investigative reporter, along with our great hacking expert, got involved, Merkel Phelan. They made the calls. They have the email. We're going to show it. They're in there in the control room. We're going to put an article out very, very soon on this that will show it all. They said, you violate our terms of service. So a guy with a History Channel show, five seasons, a guy with a or Discovery Channel, five seasons, History Channel show.
Certified film producer.
A film producer, a guy that won't even tell you what SEAL team he you know was involved in or led parts of, you know, the most elite SEAL teams, the SEAL of SEALs, and they just said, you because I'm telling you, you touch this, it's over. So I'm going to announce something right now because the money might be there next week. I'm going to give $100,000. We don't have $100,000 in our budgeting. They took $5 million from us that was budgeted out in Google Ads. $3.3 million last year advertising our products outside of the show. That went in and was like literally $3.5 was our entire next year extra budget. Sounds like a lot. No, when you're doing licensing and crew and airplanes and people and stuff, I mean, the average Discovery Channel show is $500,000, one episode. Okay, we're doing stuff every day with a crew in Texas. We couldn't do this in New York or L.A. It's too expensive. So I'm not bitching. I'm just saying in real time now, they're so scared of this pedophile thing. I now know no matter what happens, I've got to go on this 100% because they are so scared. Trump has got the roundups going on nationwide. You know, kids in cages, all of it. It's in KTLA. It's in major news, AP, nothing after that. Who are the kids? Who were they? Where were they grabbed? I've talked to some of my sources. They go, these are kids that are on milk boxes, milk cartons. These are famous cases. We're getting them. They're in cages.
And we've had a lot of cases like this with the UN going in with their so-called peacekeepers. And we had a UN whistleblower come in and blew the whistle, had to resign because he couldn't get the UN to do anything about it. Finally, he got somebody in the French government to do something about it because they were involved in this peacekeeping operation. In England, we reported articles about how they're saying, don't name streets after these politicians because we've been embarrassed too many times to find out that the pedophiles afterwards, former Prime Minister Heath, Edward Heath, they had
I was told house,
and then they had a couple of dozen people come forward and say we were molested. So what they did was they had to back that back. It was an embarrassment for them. So they said, don't name this after any people anymore because we got too many.
And by the way, I had a former BBC broadcaster, top BBC broadcaster, their main morning show on years ago, and he started saying Edward Heath didn't just rape little girls. They put plastic out on the floor, and then he slit their throats. I was delaying and kicked the guy off the show. 10 years later, it came out, rape little girls confirmed. And the word is, with Jimmy Savile, Satanic Rituals, this is they found the dungeons.
Yeah.
So I get it. We're not into raping little girls or killing them. But listen,
but
forget all that.
They're not named streets after them.
Exactly. You're going to take over, man. I'm sorry to barge into your hour. Dave will have his own show soon. What a great mind. Craig Sawyer, Navy SEAL, the Navy SEAL, Patriot of the Patriot. Just a fact. Super respected. Also federal officer. Craig Sawyer got together, MI6, German intelligence, CIA, FBI, Defense Intelligence, the Rangers, the Delta Force, SAS, everybody, people he's known that respect him, leading missions all around the world. And here he is with us right now. And as soon as it raced, it went viral, $50,000 in an hour. They shut it down. And they said, violates terms of services. So, award-winning Navy SEAL with two TV shows and a Hollywood producer who's for 2 years been blocked getting a Hollywood TV show about pedophilia when it's the number one issue, and now they've been shut down. I think they just jumped the shark. Craig, you were on earlier in your suit, your regular shirt now with us. I've never seen such real-time action of a charity, of a respected guy that runs International Rhino Charity, stopping extincting the rhino. You're so respected. I can't say enough. And they have jumped the shark. They didn't just block you on Facebook and Twitter promoting this. They have now at you caring. And I'm not a BSer. $100,000 is going to be in a check to you today. And I demand, I have listeners that I know are billionaires who have offered me millions of dollars. I never asked for it because I fund myself. I'm going to call them and I'm going to say, you know what? Let's put $1 million on this because I can tell we are on the target. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get a hold of the YouCaring website to find out what
what violation they are claiming, and they won't respond. So,
and then we have the screenshots.
What problem could they have with what we are doing? I mean, this is as straightforward as it gets. You know, we want to prevent children from being abused by pedophiles. That's pretty honorable stuff, no matter how you slice it. So this is concerning.
And I'm not kissing your ass because I've talked to people. I mean, I knew who you were, but I know you won't even say what SEAL team you were with or led. But I mean, you're like as elite as it gets in all the major units, and you've been in all the major units, and you're like at a point. You caring within 1 hour. Normally, if something's a fraud razor, it takes days to shut it down. They let jihadis raise money everywhere all over the line to kill people. You are saying, as a producer, I want to do a show on sex trafficking. And, again, they want to make it about prostitutes that are 20 or something being brought in from Honduras. Okay, great. Stop that. That's what the news does, you know, at NFL games or whatever. You literally have the sources. That's why they're so scared. This is absolute, like, proof of how you're on target. So I want David to jump in here, and I've got a Don Salazar ready to come in who got the screenshots and contacted him. But just, look, I've gone from, like, you know, being concerned about this to totally obsessed with it. They are running scared. What do you think happened to you caring, one of the big crowdsourcing sites, When a celebrity known veteran super patriot with two TV shows on national cable cannot do a fundraiser for children being, for investigations into pedophilia?
Yeah, so it doesn't look good, does it? Again, they've yet to contact me back and answer my question on what's wrong there. What violation are they claiming? I don't even think that they can come up with a violation that they're hanging their hat on. This is really, really, but, you know, we knew this would be an uphill battle and a hard fight, but boy, it starts straight out of the gate. They don't want this out there. And so it's disgusting to me. If this is part of it, if it's not just a technical glitch, this is pretty, pretty sickening to see that whoever at UCaring, has a problem with us, you know, exposing pedophilia. So is UCaring involved? Are they complicit? We have no way of knowing. Until they get back to us and articulate what sort of violation they're claiming, because I can't imagine for the life of me what it would be. This is as straightforward as it gets.
And to be clear, I did my retraction last week. We do retractions all the time. We make a mistake. We're proud of our retractions. We want to be accurate. You have the Podesta emails come out, Spirit Cooking, Aleister Crowley stuff, talking about kids at rituals. I mean, just thousands of emails. I couldn't even read them anymore. It was like in between the rituals and like we're going to have lots of blood and semen for you and breast milk. It'd be like, yeah, we're going to screw over our constituents. And you're just reading nastiness. And then there's all these pizza connotations in the FBI manual. They say that's, you know, cheese pizzas, child porn, all that stuff. Then they genius divert in the media off some 4chan comments they probably posted in the mainstream onto a pizza place where we couldn't prove it one way or the other. We kind of cover it, go, oh, no, I think they're probably innocent. Then they turn it into, oh, Alice Jones recants, pedophilia doesn't exist anywhere in the world. And so I would imagine they probably just, because that's what they're doing, trolling everywhere, they're trying to roll out that pedophilia doesn't exist. They try to roll out that it's a good thing in Salon and CNN and the Trendies, you know, and all these advertisements for clothing that are all pedophilic. None of that works, so now they're back to we don't exist. So David Knight, I want to bring Don Salazar in on this. I'm glad Craig was able to pop back in. Stay there, Craig, for more comments. But this just smells like victory. I mean, again, they're saying terms of service, we shut your account down. We hope it's a glitch. I'm sure they're great folks. But I sent this to him an hour ago to Craig. Craig, I said everything I do on this is instantly shut down in real time. This isn't artificial intelligence. This isn't bots. This is people watching everything we do in live time trying to stop Trump.
Well, it would appear that way. You know, I'm a federal criminal investigator, and I'm inclined to wait and sort through the facts and come to my conclusion based upon that. But all I can say is, meanwhile, it doesn't look good. Until they'll come up with an answer, they're claiming their terms of service have been violated. What is that violation? We need that right now, because
they're saying a federal officer, former top Navy SEAL, national TV show host, and a guy that saved the rhinos is not allowed to raise money to investigate pedophilia.
Yeah. I mean, I think Americans need to be asking some hard questions. What is this claim to violation?
Well, Craig, I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. I've already experienced it. They've tried financial stuff. I can feel it in my gut. They think we're cowards. They're about to go physical. We all need to be on absolute alert right now. I can feel it. This is destiny. I think we're about to beat them. And I'm not just saying that. I don't ever say that on air. I am feeling a moment right now in my gut that I believe we've crossed a threshold with your courage and all our listeners' courage. I believe we're crossing a threshold that if we just stay strong, hold fast, those kids are crying out to God to be saved. And we're doing that. We don't want to be saviors. We're not. It's got to be done. And so as men, we can't be intimidated by this. We have to ask God to give us a guidance to have victory. Craig, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Alex, let me share this. The reason I went with UCARE is because GoFundMe, when I was wrapping up the campaign with GoFundMe, it seized up. They locked up my account before I was even finished writing it up and attempted to launch
They've
it.
They've got AI. That's what I said. They've got everybody. They've got AI watching what you wrote.
Yeah, that was my question, is why didn't you use GoFundMe? And that's
well, let's let him elaborate. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Let me just paint the picture real quick. I was in the middle of writing it up and I wasn't even going to launch it for a few more days. So I was in the middle of writing it up, and then a notice popped up saying, hey, your account has been locked or something to that effect. And pending further review for 3 days. And I'm like, well, 3 days? I've done these kind of things before, and if they have a question, there's an instant help chat that pops up, and they help you work through
it. Pedophilia, any of this is shut down. And then, let me just expand. We have reporters like Paul Watson, who has obviously reached 30, 40 million people a week now, so he's a superstar. Now, we say, like, well, we're stars, but he's able to meet with the top folks that nobody else is to meet with. You know, years ago, Matt Drudge, you name it, like I am. He's been talking to a lot of people, and I'll just leave it at that, that are ready to move in England, and they've just been waiting for people like this. And I just want people to know this is game-changing. So, Craig, we hope you caring is wrong. It doesn't matter. $100,000. And I'm going to tell the listeners, we've been hit hard. And I'm not bitching about it. I just want to win. Money is fuel in our coffers. But I think we're just going to have to go. They'll even get into our mail, too. God, I've had them do that before, too. We're just going to have to directly get the money to this organization because they know how real Craig is. What a it's an insult to say rock star, but just what a prime mover in the great success and the things he's done and the spirit of Christ that he got from his father and everything he's done. And the fact that these men are standing up and they already know what Trump's doing. It's just, we need to pray for everybody and realize that this, we are fighting pure Satanism right now. And I just, if people knew what Craig's gone through the last month, the things I've gone through, and I'm not complaining about it. It's just these people are so bad, and they've got to be broken. We've got to break their backs for the children. Like you said, not in a hateful way, because I tend to hate these people, and it really gets to me. We need to do it for the children, and that's where our strength is in the love. But now I know we've got to fund what you're doing. So I hope listeners go buy water filters, things you need, X2 that's about to sell out. They're trying to shut off our supply of that because it's such a bestseller. It's just anything. They've got intel on us, folks. They're up our ass, and it's okay. I expect this. Just know this is the fight. You want people to fight? This is it. And it's not about us. It's that you want the fight. You're in it, folks. This is it. We're engaging them at point-blank range in 21st century warfare that isn't even about military. It's about information. It's about truth. It's about standing up against bullying and globalist brainwashing, and we're doing it now, and we're having an effect that's the biggest ever. And I'm just humble in this position, but know this. We're under the main enemy assault. We've had more assaults the last 2 months than I've had in 22 years combined. And, folks, I've been attacked by four guys in a parking lot. I have been things you could – and I'm not bitching. It was all honorable. I actually see it as I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But it's been bad. And it's so intense now what they're doing. And just understand, it's because they are got these kids and they are rolling out to go after the flower of our humanity. They believe they've dominated us and they're finally scared. So I'm going to call you, Craig, after the show. I'm seeing $100,000 for this. And I know it's going to go towards the truth and just what matters, no matter what, whatever platform it is. They'll ban us on YouTube, Google. It doesn't matter. But we can't skip this network break. I'm going to come back with the Don Salazar and David jump at any time. But we have to do this because because they want to have the silent killing of free speech. It's not going to happen. So we're going to come back. Don Salazar, David Knight is such an angel. Me running over him. It's just such a moment. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Spread that link. It's a war. They don't want that link spread.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in a runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have breaking news. This is Alex is talking to Craig Sawyer, a man with a long, distinguished military career, a man who has been an advisor doing films about security issues and that sort of thing. They're setting up a crowdfunding that they were talking about, a crowdfunding film, and they got shut down as immediately after this interview. So we got Alex Jones as well as Craig Sawyer talking about this.
And Don Salazar has been waiting for 30 minutes, and I'm sorry to barge in on all this. Is there that he got the document, he got the clip, and Craig's also talked to him. You just violated our terms, but it's Kafkaesque. They don't tell you what crime you've committed. So you got a guy with two Discovery and History Channel shows. You've got a guy that is known for wildlife conservation. You've got a guy that led major SEAL operations in the most elite teams. We'll just leave it at that. And now they say he doesn't get to exist. As I said an hour and a half ago when he was on air, and we're going to go to Don in a moment. But Craig, did I not say, this is the issue, they shut us down in real time. because Trump is doing thousands of busts every month. They're catching kids in dungeons. They are so scared of this. And let's go to your page, vetsforchildrescue.org. See, that's not a third-party site like you care where they shut him down. You go to vetsforchildrescue.org, you can see in live time the $50,000 that was donated when he was on. They got pissed because they didn't want that, or whoever made the call, whatever. Sunlight is the best antiseptic for corruption. Well, it's been shut down. So we're going to go to Don in just a moment. But just what is it like to see this in real time for you, Craig?
Well, it's upsetting. I initially expected that maybe we crashed their server with such a positive result. And then now I see your staff's interacting with them, asking them what's going on. And they're claiming some sort of violation of terms of service. My question is, they should be able to immediately answer our question. What is that violation? We can satisfy a violation of terms of service.
Is pedophilia the new protected class? Is pedophilia the new protected class?
Nobody's going to tell you that it is. Nobody's going to admit to it. They're just going to pull your stuff off the air. They're going to undermine you behind the curtain because it's shameful. It's despicable. It's disgusting. They don't want to own it. They just want to do it.
And here's how it works. You're not doing it behind the curtain. So let's go ahead and go to Adon Salazar with Craig. Adon, jump in here. You went and made the calls, did the comments. You've got the screenshots. This is just incredible how in live time he couldn't even get a GoFundMe, you know, because he was exposing pedophilia. Good God, this is the new protected class, Adon.
Yeah, well, basically, I wrote the article, Ex-Navy SEAL Launches Operation to Expose Pedophiles to Promote Mr. Sawyer's Operation Veterans for Child Rescue, and I was enjoying going back and checking the donations, and they kept increasing exponentially. And at a certain point, after 30 minutes of the article being up, the donation page down, and I couldn't figure out why. So I tried various.
Because it was exponential. It stopped at 50 grand. It probably would have hit a million.
Oh, definitely. So I tried to reach out to these people through Twitter and Facebook, and the only way I got to them was through the YouCaring website, and I had a conversation with somebody named Joey, and she said that they had violated terms of service, but they couldn't identify the particular issue. So,
so the headline, reporting on pedophilia, a violation of terms of service. Sorry, Craig, go ahead. David, jump in.
No, there you go. There you go. Their non-answer is our answer. We can deduce from that. If they cannot state what their claimed violation is, then that's how we know that it. That's the shame on them.
And if you can ban Craig Sawyer, you can ban anybody.
Yeah.
Because Craig is so respected in not just contractors, not just Delta Force, not just Navy SEALs, but everything. I mean, you can't talk about it, but you've been in all the elite units, you know, the joint forces, all the stuff. You've done the big missions. You've been there. We can't even say what SEAL team you're with, which I don't get because it's public, but fine. And then you're just nothing to these people. You're nothing, putting your whole life on the line. And they have no idea, since you started planning this stuff that's happened to you, that they just sit there living off what men like you have done, pissing on you. And it makes me mad.
Yeah, they are the weakest among us, Alex. They are the lowest form, no matter how much wealth or status they may enjoy. What they do behind closed doors, what they do to these children, makes them evil. The torment, the shattered lives, and the trauma, the emotional, psychological trauma, let alone the physical trauma and that they do to these infants and children is unthinkable. It's despicable. So,
Craig, is it just me, or do I smell victory in this, though? There's desperation in our free society censoring people with Discovery Channel shows and History Channel shows from just doing a GoFundMe for make a film about sex trafficking. I mean, it's everywhere now. You just sex trafficking, you're banned. It's like this is the new protected group because they're so desperate, like the Catholic Church, to block it. Well, this is 100 times bigger because they know the dam's breaking. Craig, I smell weakness. I don't just say it to be confident. When I feel weak, I'll admit it. I feel confidence right now.
Well, you know, pedophilia can never be a protected group or practice because you have an unwilling victim. It's not something between consenting adults. The child or the infant has no ability to escape or say no. So that's what makes this so bad and so unacceptable.
And David has a key point. The mass sacrifice is the babies and people being indicted for showing the babies being kept alive and being harvested. David?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. But, you know, when you talked about they can never make this accepted because we do not have consenting adults, okay? That's what all of this stuff about transgenderism is, as far as I'm concerned. It's about saying that we can have 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds decide that they want to be a...
The government can discuss the sex of your kid and do things you don't tell them until they're 12.
The parents or whatever telling them, no, I think we want to change your sex or something. So if they can do that, and the kid can make that determination at the early ages that we're seeing now, then what they're setting up down the road is the idea that there is no age of consent. So therefore, pedophilia goes.
California said age of consent on vaccines is 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, David. Keep going. David's a genius here.
But the other thing too, Craig, was we just talked about the Center for Medical Progress. They were charged with 15 charges of violating people's privacy because they recorded these interactions with people that they were doing an undercover investigation. They had information. They believed that they were butchering these kids and selling the body parts for profit. So they did this undercover investigation, released this when these people made these confessions. And then, of course, what do we see? We see them coming after the whistleblowers, as always. Now, after this was initially done in Texas, they shut it down.
They didn't expose any private medical stuff. They showed them keeping babies alive.
That's right. What they did was they're going to start a prosecution here in Texas. Then that quietly went away because they weren't going to push it here. But now, months after this, they're starting it back up in California. And so that's the key thing. The tape that was released yesterday, a new tape, the woman said, well, I have to be careful who's in the room when I do this because we have a law here in Arizona. If the baby shows any signs of life, it has to go to the hospital. So I have to be careful who is in the room so that I can get an intact baby. Talking about how she had to do training to get stronger so she could rip the child up before it comes out of the mother. So this is a full spectrum that goes from abortion to the...
And by the way, it's come out in federal court. Most of these top partial birth abortionists are Satanists. And this is in the news. Who could kill babies that are 8 months old? They are devil worshippers. So Craig, I want to bring it down. Salazar back in because you've been waiting, Don. Jump back in. We'll get final comments from Craig here. But, I mean, just like you can have History Channel and Discovery Channel TV shows. You can be a famous Navy SEAL, probably one of the most 4 or 5 most famous, super loved by everybody in the military, a patriot, and you can't have a U-Caring funding deal to make a movie about sex trafficking to expose it. Good God.
They can't bear it. They cannot bear to be exposed. They cannot stand it. That is their greatest threat.
We'll come back to you for final comments in a moment, Craig, but I just called you back. Look up an address you want us to give. I'm not made out of money, but I only invest in the truth, and I can tell this is the key. So $10,000 was given earlier. They blocked it. $100,000 is coming now. And, folks, that's a whole employee we could hire for the year and all their taxes and everything. It doesn't matter. I'm so committed. Please donate to us at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the X2. They're trying to block us on that. Maybe our last shipment. Just please. I just want to beat them. I have a compulsion to help children. I have a compulsion to fight these people. That's what I mean. It's just fighting them and then blocking us and the things they do. And they're so pathetic. As a man, I ask myself, how is scum ruling me? And it's just let's defeat them. But if you just support us, spread the videos, get the workout, we're going to win. So Don Salazar, other points on this to see you caring, $50,000 donated an hour. So they shut it down as it goes viral to help children in sex slavery by respected federal law enforcement officers who have worked for the CIA, Navy SEAL team leaders, you name it. They're not credible.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alex. These pedophiles are really the lowest scum of the earth, and I think what Mr. Sawyer was doing was pretty noble, and for you caring to shut it down, that's inexplicable, and without them giving a reason for it is even worse. I don't know what the next headline I'm going to write is. Maybe protecting pedophiles. Why is you caring shutting down a pedophile exposing network?
Just
you know?
Famous Navy SEAL or famous TV host Navy SEAL banned from reporting on pedophiles. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that would be a good headline, too. I mean, something has to be done. The only power I have is to write about it, and you can be assured that I'm going to exercise that power to the fullest.
What I don't get is that they think this intimidates us. Like when they threaten me, and I don't want to go into all of it because people use it against me, and there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I've had confirmed, and it turns out U.S. government agencies who are always being demonized are actually the ones that later confirm this, but I've known that I had like foreign government agencies funding private corporate ops against me and my family. I mean, I'm not bitching about it, but they did stuff that was just horrible. And I know Craig's gone through some of the stuff, might not have been, might have been, but this stuff we can't even say unless he wants to say it on air. But it's like they attack you, and it doesn't make you feel weaker. It makes you actually transcending to being strong. It's like everything just goes quiet. And then you realize you've got to make it to the end of that. You've got to defeat these people because you're in a death battle. They've got their hands around your throat and around your country's throat, and they're trying to strangle you. They want you to be quiet about it while they do it. I'm like, I'm not going to be quiet. And then I just think about, and then the people that are our enemies, I would have no satisfaction taking a meat cleaver and chopping the top of their head off because they're, like Craig said, they're not even people. We're doing it for the innocents. We're not doing it to crush these scumbags. So David Knight, then Craig, go ahead.
If you just look at Dennis Hastert, for example.
A groomer for the Republicans.
Yeah, he was the Speaker of the House longer than any other Republican, maybe longer than any Democrat. I know it was longer than any Republican. This guy was hand-selected by power because he was a pedophile. This is a guy who was nothing but a wrestling coach at a high school.
But it shows there's a rebellion that he was brought down.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's the other part of it.
It's a rebellion against the pedophile rule.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead, David.
But isn't it interesting that here's a guy, he's not a great thinker, hasn't accomplished anything, he's not a great orator, he's an absolute zero when you saw Dennis Hastert. I mean, you look at him and it's like, how did this guy become Speaker? Well, we found out how he became Speaker.
And I bet he was abused.
He was handpicked because he was a pedophile.
Women don't want him, so he only feels confident screwing a two-year-old baby.
Yeah. But he was, they put him forward. He didn't get there by strength of character or accomplishments or knowledge or anything. Or orator.
I want to explain some of these pedophiles. The sexiest thing is a big, powerful woman full of life and life force. That's what a man wants. Not a kid, guys. I don't understand. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David. I'm ranting.
Well, I'm just saying that shows the power of politics. Who's there? And this is something that just happened. We're not talking about something happened 100 years ago or 50 years ago. This just happened.
Gloves are off.
He was, yeah.
I realize I'm going all out.
When he was the Speaker of the House. So this is an ongoing thing. This is the world that we live in. And as you pointed out before, Alex, you know, we don't struggle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Dennis Hastert. Think of Dennis Hastert. That's the GOP establishment right now that picked him. That's the kind of guy.
There are kids in cages all over this country right now. They hadn't seen their mommy in 2 years, and these pedophiles line up and torture the hell out of them. And we owe it to humanity and our species to get out of this TV trance and say no. And Craig Sawyer is saying no, and all these other people I know. Trump's got military operations wiping out al-Qaeda bases in the U.S. I'm just going to say it all. He's wiping them out. Obama is a Muslim. They had set up leagues. That's why Trump is just ignoring their attacks. He just is trying to wipe out their plan before they get him. And that Trump is so selfless. It makes me just, it is such an epic time. Because I've been on air 22 years. I don't normally sit here and cry on air every 5 minutes. The energy is so high. The battle for this republic is so big. This is so real. People need to know. There's Trump. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by perverts. Too many innocents. Fast trial, death penalty. You know, to Craig, enough of this. The point is, we just want survival for our kids. We want a future. Men have to stand up again. You're doing it. And they blocked you from getting funding. So I don't know if you had time. Give us an address. It needs to be registered mail, folks, because they'll try to intercept it. And I'm going to send you $100,000 today, which is nothing. I am honored to do that because I know you're for real. That's why they're so scared of you. We need millions to go to you to get this. Let's go to your site, vetsforchildrescue.org, and show in just a few weeks since you were already trying to investigate and they targeted you and you said, you know what, next level. Now they're scared. Now they're watching you. Now, you know what, we're watching them. And the whole Civil War kicks off, all these globalists, you know, good luck. So you got MI6, CIA, Rangers, Delta Force, the German intelligence, German Special Forces, Special Law Services, FBI claims are involved. All this going on, what do we do right now to defeat these people? Skip the break.
Well, All right. Yeah, we can't be deterred. We cannot be deterred. This is just the first foot placed on that battlefield. So yeah, they're going to resist, but we got to beat them. And
but doesn't it show how fast they hit us that they're scared?
Say again.
Doesn't it show how fast they hit us that they're scared?
Yeah. I smell fear. Like wolf moving in for the kill. I smell fear, man. So yeah, we're just getting started, Alex. So this is par for the course. Here we go. We're coming.
Well, you're a humble guy, but I'm skipping the break. Just a few more minutes of like recapping what we talked about hours ago. They banned you caring, trying to do money as a Discovery Channel, History Channel, you know, guy that does shows. You're not allowed to cover sex trafficking.
Bad stuff. Looks bad on you caring. Boy, they are looking. I'm waiting for a phone call right now. I'm waiting for them to respond, and they are not. They cannot articulate what their claimed discrepancy is. So that only leaves us with an assumption to make about their actions, which looks very, very poor. Looks very bad. This is a straightforward situation. There should be no discrepancy. And if it is, they should be able to come right out with it. Oh, yeah, you know, you made a typo or this needs to happen or that. We could, you know, if they'd articulate what their discrepancy claim is, we could address that and move on.
I just don't get the intimidation power of the pedo networks. God, they got power, man. Paul Watson has got a big report coming out soon that he says is so devastating. And I can't tell everybody. I just... God, the stuff.
So right now I'm wondering, what is YouCaring hiding from? What are they hiding from that they can't answer the question? They're claiming there's a discrepancy, and we're saying, let us know what that is. We'll satisfy that and rage on.
How's that work? If $50,000 an hour got donated, they shut it off because they could see it going viral. Facebook, Twitter, they all got scared. It was all over the place. Oh, my God. Millions were about to come in to expose pedophilia, as Trump is exposing it. So then it triggers and they block you. Does the money people donated go back to them, or does the $10,000, here's another $10,000, does that go to you, or what happens?
If I don't know. I didn't anticipate them just shutting down the thing after people had already donated, so they'd better give those back to the people that donated it. Or YouCaring would
sure.
be...
So are you going to put a P.O. box? How do people register mails as a record? Give money to vetsforchildrescue.org. How do they do it right now?
Well, I'd sent in an email or a physical mailing address, but I'd rather not have that on the air right now. So we're going to
understand. We weren't ready for that. We got to get this money in. Now I know for sure. I'll sell my house. I believe everything I've got. I realize now.
I'm sure we'll be updating the article so they can put that information there where people can fund us, as well as what we finally hear from YouCaring.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hold YouCaring accountable for this, their claim. Let's find out what their answer is.
Remember, 2 hours ago, Craig, or an hour and a half ago, we were talking, and I said, we're censored in live time, and you are too. What does this say to you as any terrorism federal officer? What does this tell you?
Well, you know, I think there's a perfect meme for it. It shows a B-17 with flak, you know, exploding in the air all around it. And it says, hey, if you're taking flak, you know, you're over the target. So if they're willing to pull this sort of desperate antic to shut up a guy who's just straightforward and trying to tell the truth, then it looks like it's very, very like I'm shooting straight for the medulla, so to speak, sniper talk. But
I'm not kissing your ass, but as one of the leaders, the most elite SEAL teams and all the things you've done, that's why they demonize veterans. That's why they do all this. They are so scared before they have the robots take over and all the automation. They're so scared of that last line of patriots, men standing up for humanity. And so they are absolutely crapping their pants, Craig. So I know we're over the target. Both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps, and one of them never talked about it because he got shot down and a bunch of other stuff. But it was a big story. But the point was, the other one was a B-17 pilot out of North Africa bombing Italy, and then he went into Italy after that and did his missions. But he just said, no, it was the craziest thing. He said, before I ever heard that on the news, he said, we see the flak clouds and we steer into them. And I realized that's what you're doing, that's what we're doing. And the enemy thinks we're afraid of them. We're steering right into their fire.
Yeah. turn the ship straight into that iceberg and throttle up. I mean, that's my muscle memory. That's where I'm at. I already see that they're going to suppress anything that I try to do to, you know, take care of my family, feed my family, or make a good life for myself. So I want to go straight after what it is that I care about most. And right here in the continental United States, what I can do is help the kids, man. And the more I learn about it, though, and the more pervasive I learn that this pedophile thing is, the more I have to be involved. So here we go, man.
Well, Craig, let me ask you this question. In all your missions in 25, 30 years in special operations, is it for me, just as a citizen, as an American, this is the true defense of the Republic and the world? I mean, is this not the most important mission ever, to secure the homeland?
It really is. It seems to be like this whole dark society that whatever these people are into that involve pedophile activity and abuse with these rituals, it seems like some really dark stuff. And it seems to be the people that are in so many cases in positions of power and have a lot of control and ownership of media. And it just the people that I know that are neck deep in the investigations, are even if they're not Christians or spiritual kind of people, they're not looking at it that way. They're just saying, Craig, this is evil. What we're seeing is evil. This is just so despicable. It kind of goes beyond anything we've seen anywhere else on the face of the planet.
It's interdimensional. These people are proving themselves to be rulers of the earth to kill it. And these people are, let's be frank, the Bible says it's fallen. You know, it's interdimensional. It's an anti-human outside force that's creating an army of people that will prove themselves to hurt children. Because if you'll hurt children, you'll hurt anybody. This is an army they're forging. And our human army is about to defeat it. Final comments here.
And that's the key, the human army. And when I look at Craig here, and I'm concerned what you mentioned, Alex, about the future with autonomous killing robots, or robots that are not necessarily autonomous but are under the control of just one or two people, instead of having human soldiers who have a conscience, who have a mind, who have a sense of right and wrong like Craig Sawyer. It's great that we have people like that now. What I'm concerned about is the future, where they remove so many of our troops that were the human.
Perfect final question. Quick comment, Craig Sawyer. You got to come back on tomorrow. It's a big controversy. No, tomorrow's Saturday. We got to come on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. You've got to come back on, Craig. This is a big deal. We can't just drop this. But, yeah, what about how they're trying to move humans out of the decision-making process?
Well, I don't have a lot to say about that other than in the Marine Corps, I remember they pounded into us, we have the responsibility to refuse to carry out an unlawful order. And it wasn't, that was standard, man. It was like, do righteous stuff. And our leaders were all about, you know, protecting the Constitution and carrying out lawful orders from the commander in chief, and that we were not.
And that's why the left always demonized the military. While they were giving it unconstitutional orders, they were claiming it was the enemy because it was the best people we had.
That's right. And it's not going to be swarms of killing drones or robots on the battlefield are not going to be doing the right thing. They're not going to see that they've got a duty. They're just going to follow commands mindlessly as a robot.
I agree. Don Salazar, quick final comment. You're sitting there. Go ahead. Final comment.
I was just making updates to the page saying that we were terminated by UCaring, but I do plan on writing a subsequent follow-up article documenting UCaring and calling them out for basically terminating this page without any explanation.
And also where they can donate to.
Craig, I'm ready for you to get on a plane here right now and get that $100,000 check for your operation. I think you should be here Sunday. If you can't, it's fine, next week. We've got to go full on. They're scared of this. The main flak attack is here. Their main base is right over. We got to get in there and get this done. We'll talk to you after the show. Thank you. Thank you for letting me barge in, David Knight.
No problem. This is very important. Very important that this would happen, that it would happen so quickly, immediately after you have him on to talk about this, they shut down the funding.
Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, Central, Infowars.com. The enemy does not want you to hear this broadcast. Spread the night. All right. Thank you so much, crew. Great job. This is the Infowar.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.